cars can be annoying things, can't they? I'm a practical sort of chap, but if my present car stopped working, I wouldn't have a clue how to make a repair. The high-tension spark is produced by a sealed black box marked No User Serviceable Parts. If it goes wrong, you throw it away and buy another one. Not so with our old Bedford motor caravan back in the 1960s. But in retrospect, it was a cantankerous old machine that provided hilarious moments for a young boy. It developed an annoying fault that drove my father to the point of desperation. The engine would tick over as sweet as a nut. The vehicle would drive reasonably well. But if you took it over 40 miles per hour, or tried to accelerate at full throttle, it would splutter and backfire in loud, defiant protests. To make matters worse, these symptoms would inevitably occur after Father had pulled out to overtake a slow lorry up a hill. We used a car mechanic called Mr. Parsons. He was a rotund old man who always wore a long khaki coat and trilby hat, whatever he was doing. "Well, it's got me flummoxed," said Mr. Parsons. "I've tried everything." We had a holiday booked in North Wales, and we spent 2 weeks backfiring around the mountains of Snowdonia. The vehicle was nursed into two or three garages in that area. None could diagnose the problem, although one insisted that the valve timing had slipped and the engine needed to be completely stripped down. After the holiday, old man Parsons was consulted again. "I've been thinking," he said, as he produced a tiny item from his pocket. The minute component he replaced had been inspected many times and had appeared in pristine condition. However, nobody had realised that the insulation inside the immaculate-looking item had broken down. Modern vehicles certainly don't involve so much detective work, and mechanics like that are hard to come by.